So, do you really think that you can guarantee what is going to happen today? This morning, when my foot touched the floor as I stepped out of bed, I had expectations that this day would follow the same routine, not realizing that I would be faced with the unexpected and would suddenly have to draw upon my inner strength, resourcefulness, and adaptability to redirect myself through these challenges. I'm not going to discuss the details of my chaotic day. What I do want to reinforce is that we can never count on anything proceeding according to our expectations. We are creatures of habit, and we find security in the fact that we can follow patterns day after day. The time we wake up, what we have for breakfast, our route to work, where we are seated in the workplace, the people we interact with. I could go on and on. And yes, some of you are thinking, but I do bring variety into my life. I don't always eat the same thing for breakfast or whatever. But we do feel secure when we believe that we can count on life presenting itself as it was yesterday. And we trust so much in this falsity that when we realize that things are not going to go as planned, or when the unexpected suddenly occurs, we feel extremely lost and confused. However, what we always see on looking back over these times when the unexpected hit us like a whirlwind, either in the form of really bad news or when we experienced a traumatic situation, or even when something positive but unexpected happened, like meeting the love of our life, we were more than able to manage it. At the time, we may have felt like we were faltering and thrown off course, but on reviewing the happenings, we realized that we were able to adapt, to navigate through the situation, to draw on our inner capabilities. Although we have this inner resourcefulness, often where we surprise ourselves in how we manage to cope when challenges arise, we still like to count on the familiar. We feel comfortable when we feel secure in thinking we know how our lives will continue from day to day. When we consider the possibility of change, we tend to fret and we spend much of our time worrying and stressing about a future that will present us with different life patterns, whether it be next year, a few years from now, or in the next hour. This possible change could include moving to a new environment, continuing our lives without a loved one at our side, having to adapt to new financial circumstances, and so on. In fact, when we fixate on an unpredictable future, it's because we allow fear to overrule. We realize the importance of considering the possible risks in our future so as to preempt and plan for them as much as possible. And in our society, much of this includes sensible financial management. And of course, planning for our future is important with regard to identifying potential risks to ensure that we have prepared for these wherever possible. However, living in fear of what the future might hold is a complete waste of time because no one ever knows what is about to happen in the next minute of their lives. And in fact, in every moment of every day, we step into the abyss of the unknown as we journey through life. We have routines that provide us with a sense of security because we expect these patterns to continue. with regard to our relationships, with our occupations, with our health, our finances. But there is no guarantee that they will. And sometimes they don't. And then we are left in a state of shock because the unexpected has happened. Because the future is totally unpredictable, no matter how well we have planned for it, at times the unexpected will occur. And we can only ensure ourselves a successful journey by taking heed of each step we take along the way. By realizing that we have extraordinary ability to cope, and by focusing on each space that we are in as it occurs in the present, we are able to manage our lives well, and this enables us to have a secure foothold as we step into the future, empowering us to take necessary action and deal with the unexpected when it occurs. As we've said, we have no control over the future until it becomes our present. And we have no control over our past because it can never be undone or altered. And yet, we spend so much time reminiscing about the past when we should be experiencing enjoyment in the moment we are in, the present. And we spend so much time fretting about the future, which we cannot control but can only plan for, that we lose the valuable time that is available to us right now at this moment. Being present-minded is the first step towards managing your life more effectively. This means training yourself to bring your focus into the current moment you are in and managing that to the best of your ability. Just as when you're driving in your car on the motorway, you can't put your gears into reverse there and then because you're planning in 20 minutes' time to reverse into a parking spot at some time in the future when you reach your destination. You can only do so when you arrive at that spot and prepare to park. So, in our lives, besides planning for the future, we cannot take control of the future until it becomes our present. The past has great value for us as we learn many lessons from it. However, to waste our present time longing for a past that is gone or hankering over something that should have been handled differently is a waste of time. Carrying the baggage of past wrongs done to you is also a waste of time, and it destroys your present. The best approach is to learn from it, don't make the same mistakes again, and move on. However, certain acts in our past may have left great wounds, emotional and psychological, and simply ignoring them is not an effective means of dealing with them. Although further assistance may be required in the form of counseling, it is still important to maintain the awareness that the past cannot be relived, that we learn from it, build our power and self-awareness to deal with it, and move forward onto greater things to live the life we deserve. When we allow the pain from the past to continue to hurt us in the present, we remain victims of the situation or perpetrator. By making the choice to release the baggage, we enable ourselves to be set free, to continue on our life journey, and to experience joy. Having quality time in life is about disciplining yourself to focus in the present. This provides opportunities for enjoyment that could pass unnoticed. It also allows for improved concentration and it prevents mistakes, providing us with the opportunity to think on our feet and take an appropriate action is another advantage of being present-minded, as it results in having fewer regrets. When you begin to value your time, you prioritize important tasks and events, ensuring to schedule them into your day, week, or month, including your allocation for your own me time, making sure that these take place. Self-neglect occurs when we procrastinate issues that are important for our own happiness. When you think back over the past year, how many plans for your own enjoyment flashed through your mind? To start a new study program? To start an exercise program? To meet up with old friends? The list is endless. But when you review, be honest with yourself. Did you schedule these into your life? Or have you been procrastinating? Taking positive control of your life in order to experience joy means that you make time for the things that you value and that you focus to ensure that you make the most of them while you are experiencing them in the present. Take the time right now to plan to include these into your life and consider how you need to pay attention to the moment that you are in.